Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, your emergency message service presented by the Two Fair Stores in Flint, home of 1,000 brand names, one in the South Flint Plaza, the other in the Northwest Shopping Center. At this time, your emergency message service reports all clear.
Bob Bills, WTAC.
Theraflint by Noxzema.
It's more than a clear-up, more than a cover-up, and helps keep spots from coming back.
Helps keep spots from coming back.
So he tried TheraBlim, not a second did he waste, and he knocked those spots right off of his face.
And all those pussycats started to burn.
All you leopards and pussycats, too. See what great new TheraBlim can do.
TheraBlim.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we'll be doing our show live at the grand opening of New Ireland Store. Now, that's 2110 North Dort Highway in Flint, 3 to 7, so stop by and see us tomorrow. Grand opening specials at the New Ireland Stores galore tomorrow.
Ireland Stores in Flint, Michigan. What do you know? Nice to hear those old sound checks. Oh, Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm just sitting here alone, just thought I'd do something, play something. A lot of people send me tapes. I thought maybe I'll play a few of them, get them off the rack and dust them off so I don't get any emails. And what's this? Somebody just sent me something from
$20 million Newsmax. Per day. That's how much of your tax money comes.
We'll check this out here in a second. Michael Savage.
City for two straight years, and according to the Chicago police, 3,411 shootings occurred in 2021 as of early December, marking a 9% increase from last year. And earlier this week, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called for federal help to fight violent crime.
That's why I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago.
Hey, Beetlejuice, Donald Trump offered you that 2 years ago.
So Lightfoot wants help from the Biden administration, but she didn't want it from the Trump administration. Ooh. And in addition to that, violent crimes are going up and arrests are going down. Now, here to discuss is New York Times bestselling author, National Radio Hall of Famer, and host of the Savage Nation podcast, Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, thanks for being with us here on this Christmas. Now, I want you to take a look at this, and we're going to leave it up for the rest of the segment. These are the names of the over 750 people who were murdered in the city of Chicago. What are we to make of crime when we look at this?
You know, it's not that complicated. The phrase, first of all, thanks for having me, Logan. Crime and punishment, they go together like a horse and carriage. Reduce the punishment, crime goes up. Handcuff the police, crime goes up. Solution, more harsh punishments, number one. And I know this is going to, it's like crazy, build more prisons. We don't need less jails. This is an experiment, Logan, that the liberals have pushed upon us. Release them from prison, give them benefits, give them the benefit of the doubt, let them rejoin society, and suddenly they're all going to act like altar boys. They're going to be wonderful altar boys. Well, no, the opposite is true. You release them on the streets and you have murders, you have robberies, you have smash and grabs. Logan, can I read something to you from my 2005 book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder? Make believe it's a fireside chat. It goes like this. Remember, this was written in 2005, Logan, and it's called The Head of the Snake, the ACLU, because everything happens ACLU. For a reason. It's the ACLU behind all of this. Here's what I wrote. This decade is a graveyard for politicians whose thinking was molded by the myth of the 60s. The myth of the 60s. Liberals like to portray their desire for continuous social revolution dressed as a noble enterprise. Wearing this clothing does not diminish the evil and danger unleashed by 40 years of trolling down the blind alleys of progressive politics. And the people are starting to see the lie. That was in 2005. Has anything changed? It's gotten worse. For a brief window, we had a little movement to the center under Donald Trump. But I must say, Logan, and this is not going to be popular, when he brought in Kim Kardashian and Kanye West into the White House, and Kanye West threw his shoes up on the great desk of the presidency, I was outraged. And I'll tell you, I said so. I was not liked by criticizing President Trump at that time. That was the greatest mistake Trump made, was listening to those two leftists telling him to introduce prison reform. Remember that? People have forgotten it. Trump introduced prison reform, and we don't want to remember that. He made a grave error there. And the fact of the matter is, it was because of Kim Kardashian, a waste of human DNA, and Kanye West with his feet up on the desk. They are the principal reason that we started to move in the wrong direction.
Hey, I'm Rob Finnerty. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please join the conversation in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe, too. Hit the bell icon to be alerted to breaking news. And remember, there's a whole lot more on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news network. Newsmax TV, where real news for real people.
You're savage. He's off the radio. I think he's on the internet somewhere.
And we pray that he will grant every American family a Christmas season full of joy, hope, and peace. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, Merry Christmas to all and best wishes for a very, very great and happy New Year. Tonight we ask that God will continue to bless this nation, and we pray that he will.
Oh, he's always here. So good we hear it again. Oh, man. Donald Trump. Oh, is that Joe? Must be Joe. Hold on. Leave sight. I don't want to leave nothing. Okay. Bianchi. Bianchi, is that you, sir?
Yes, I have an assignment to call in on this show and stay on for 4 hours.
Oh man. No, not tonight. We're not going to go 4 hours tonight, buddy.
Those are the instructions that I was given.
Well, yeah, no, not tonight. Merry Christmas, Bianchi.
Well, same to you, sir. Same to you.
I think
where is everyone?
Now, I think Joe's here, but he hasn't pushed one. Anyway, it's a Skype number. I don't know. I was listening. Somebody said that, I think last night, said that Candace Owens and Trump got into an argument. Is that true?
Well, you know, when people ask Trump about vaccinations, and he says what he should say. He said, take, if you want to, then basically take them if you don't, because yeah. If you said that they shouldn't take them, then you got a large contingent that would be bonkers over him and probably wouldn't even support him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't know why she would. I wouldn't ask him no question like that.
Oh, I thought he. What I heard of it today, I didn't hear any arguments at all. Maybe I didn't listen to all. I haven't listened to all of it, though.
Yeah, the people that we've witnessed over the last several years, they come up with all kind of lies and innuendos,
yeah,
left and right.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They come up with a lot of BS. A lot of BS.
Where's Jean and Vic Cathy and them?
Oh, Jean's got her family with her.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't even know the show's on. Critic, I should have called Critic, because he's probably, he might be at his father's.
Mm.
He didn't say he was going. Usually tells me when he's going to be out of town, but I don't know. He's probably at home. I should give him a jingle. See how he's doing.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think I will do that right now. While we're on the phone, I'll get his number and I'll call him from the switchboard. We can do that.
make him feel important.
Yeah. Daniel's here. He's late, as usual.
I'm late. I know it.
And I'm waiting. Bianchi,
you're asking about Big Kathy. Big Kathy's here, but she's resting right now. She said she'll probably get up in a little bit and get on the show.
Yeah, because I got some information for her.
You got some information for her?
Yes, I do.
I did tell her that, you know, everybody asked about her last night. I told her all that and said you had something.
Did you order this stuff in Moringa?
To ask her. No, I hadn't.
What's the matter with you, Daniel? Amazon would have it at your house the next day.
I know it. I need it, too, to be honest with you. Whatever it does, I need it, too.
Okay, guys, hang on for a minute. I'm going to call a critic from the switchboard.
Okay.
We'll see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Scott Harris.
Is not available.
Wait.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging number, system. Press 5.
Damn,
what's that?
Scott Harris.
Is not available.
What in the hell is
going on? At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay, Critic, we're doing a show tonight. If you would like to join us on this Christmas night, we'd love to.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. That's Daniel. Bianchi's here, and we got a lot of people in a switchboard. I don't know what's going on. Okay, we're going to let you go there, Critic. You call in if you want to, bud. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
How do I get out of this? I'm in.
Scott Harris.
Is not available.
Okay. God.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
To
leave a
this.
Callback number, press 5.
Jesus. Does somebody know how to get out of this? Cancel. Okay.
You need a lawyer.
I think so.
You can't just hang up the
Yeah, you can. Somehow I must have hit something and it dialed it twice, and then I had everything going on. Never mind, Dan. Just stay out of it. Make me look bad.
Well, I don't know anything about it either.
Well, I'm supposed to know something about it. Damn.
Oh, hey, we left him a message. I thought it was good.
Yeah, we left him a message. He'll get it. He
yeah.
might be on the phone to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you now, I hope Big Kathy come on, because it is very, very, very important that I give her this message.
She, I promise you, she will be on. I don't know when.
Yeah, she's the only one.
She's the only one you can tell.
She's the only one.
Yeah. Let me get Joe on.
Well,
I
told her you had a private message for her or something, you know, like whatever you said last night, you know.
Yeah.
I told her, you know. And,
maybe that's why she's staying.
Tell her to have a pencil and paper.
Her to have a pencil and paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
Brother Joe.
Brother
how
Joe.
Are you?
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
Merry Christmas.
My
grandkids, I'm sure, had a great time. I got to see my granddaughter earlier this week.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
The hell is going
if you're
on?
Satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Alone,
to erase
man.
And re-record, press 3.
I don't want him to say his number, though, in case he... You know how they
you
do
have
it.
Reached the maximum time for satisfied recording your message. Press 1. To listen to satisfied with press 2. Press 1. To listen to your message. Press 2. To erase and re-record. Press 3.
Just press one.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Press 1. To erase and re-record, press 3. To erase and re-record, press 3.
A dial. Yeah, hold on. Is that no? That
sorry,
dial.
You're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please if you're try satisfied again with the message, goodbye. Press 1. To listen to your boy. Message, press 2.
Okay,
to erase and re-record, press 3.
One.
I can't. There's no dial tone. I mean, dial.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, it's good. Gone.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Okay, we'll just have to wait till this one goes through. I don't know.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Can I find that dial?
What the hell happened anyway?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Never mind. Oh, God. Okay, where is this?
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Dialing on your show.
Critic is going to kill us if he gets all these messages. And if this happens again, I'll X out of this show and put on another one. How you doing, Purple Pill? Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Yeah, seems like she shut up.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Finally done.
Okay.
Remind me not to ever use that again till I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I mean, it was like it was making multiple phone calls on top of phone calls.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
Well, I'm glad that you had the show tonight. It gives people who have, like myself, no place to really go as a result of the pandemic mainly, to get together with people on a virtual basis. So that's pretty cool, Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of lonely, too, and Cinnamon's working, and I just kind of messaged my son, and he said my two grandkids in California's had a good Christmas, and sure my two older grandkids, Austin and Aubrey, is having a wonderful time, too. Miss them both. Miss my sons.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, for some reason, the bug hit me. I wish I had grandchildren around Christmas time. I missed the pitter-patter of little feet that I never heard.
Yeah, well, pitter-patter of little feet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't miss... my sons used to get us up at, 5:30, 6:00 at night, in the morning.
Yeah,
and, you know,
go to the tree.
they'll get their candy going. And and then they're wired, and all of a sudden they crash out. Crash and burn around 6, wake up around 9, stay up all night again.
Christmas is for family. Terrific for family. I love Christmas. Even without family, I love Christmas. I think the cheerfulness of it. You should see the houses around here, how they've decorated themselves. Holy.
Oh, nice. That is nice.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
Hell, in my neighborhood, we used to have Christmas carolers. We used to come around.
Yeah. We used to do that when I was a kid.
Stand in front of people's houses and sing. You can't do that shit today. People come out on the porch and shoot at you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Neighborhoods that aren't that dangerous. You've got a lot of immigrants. They don't celebrate Christmas. And they don't do any caroling. They ruin it.
Yeah, they answer the door and cuss you out in Spanish or some language you don't understand?
Do you know how many languages are in the United States? I do not believe this. I read this the other day.
How many?
Take a guess, guys, because you will not believe it.
1,500.
Six.
65.
Keep on going.
Keep on going.
Piazzi almost had it. He went above it.
1,500?
800. 800 goddamn languages.
Wow.
I don't know there were that many countries in the world.
I didn't know there was that many languages. Now, Kath, we have two languages, Southern and Northern,
right,
in this country.
Right.
So.
In a way, yeah. Mm.
I've been told to slow down when I'm talking on the phone to some relatives a long time ago. Slow down. You're talking too quick. Let me get Frank on. Frank, it's coming. It's coming.
Hey, man, you guys are a bunch of diehards, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, man. It just happens
hey,
to
listen,
be.
Hey, listen, I do have a question, though. Whatever happened to Christmas caroling? Did it get faded out because, like, Halloween, how people used to, I don't know, do all kinds of crazy shit with candy so people stopped going trick-or-treating? But what stopped the Christmas caroling?
Was it people getting
shot on the front porch?
They heard people like me sing, and they said, oh, no more. At the end of that...
Okay.
That's the truth. I remember my friend and I, we joined this little group that was doing it, and we go on this porch, and the old man would open the door, and he'd look at me and Mike and said, come on, get out of here. you're just playing a game. And we thought we were going to get money for singing.
Hey, you know, I took my family out Christmas trailing on Thanksgiving evening.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people were, you know, they were giving us bottles of wine, you know, and a whole lot of thank you. One lady, she says, you know, I've lived here over 30 years, and she says, I've never had anybody come up to my door and sing Christmas carols.
Huh.
But they were just floored.
My friend, his name was Alan, and that's all I'll say. He got more than a Christmas cheer when he went through one door. Yeah, the husband was working, and all through the house was screaming, and never mind. Anyway, he got more than he bargained for.
Oh.
Well, you know... neighborhood, if you moved into a neighborhood, you have a welcoming committee, no matter black family or white family. They come by and give you big baskets of this and that and everything else, welcome you to the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't do that stuff today, boy.
No. If you came to a door and give somebody a cake or something and welcome them, they would think there's needles or something in that damn thing, they just toss it out. I remember when I was a kid and when they started putting razor blades in apples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of
kids.
They had
to take them to the take your Halloween candy to the emergency room so they could x-ray it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that was
so
the
that's why they went to trunk or treat.
Yeah, that's about the end of trick-or-treating. And the kids never got their experience that, like I did when I was a kid. And you couldn't even walk on the sidewalk. There were so many kids.
Well, it's time to move then.
Yeah.
Get on the street.
Idiots out snatching bags and everything else.
Yeah, I remember some lady gave me 2 cents. 2 pennies and gave Mike 2 pennies, and we just looked at her like, what, do you lost your mind? 2 pennies?
You know, you were talking about bags being snatched away. I got my bags snatched away.
Oh, did you? Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah. A couple kids, man, they're bigger than me.
Oh, yeah.
They were scouting us all night, man. And then when they seen our bag was nice and full, they kind of dropped in on us. Took our candy. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I'd be pissed. God.
Well,
I'd go get my shit.
Should have pulled out your 45.
Yeah.
Well, that's how life, though, you know. I mean, be, the saying goes, man, be aware of your surroundings. I don't care where you're at.
That's right. Keep your head on a swivel. Yeah, you're right about that.
I never heard that term, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I tell Cinnamon that every time she goes to the store. Keep your head on a swivel. They are, especially Christmas time.
Heidi and I want to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year. May God continue to bless Texas, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Ted. Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teddy. Yeah, thank
Ted
you.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Politician?
Yeah. And Heidi Cruz.
Okay.
Teddy and Heidi.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Well, that's when they were president. We don't want to hear that. People would start crying. Wishing Trump
Biden
was back.
Didn't even pardon the Thanksgiving turkey, did he?
Yeah, I think he did. Thanksgiving, yeah. Where you been, Piotti? I forgot what he named him. Something, I don't know what it was. Janine Pirro, Merry Christmas, everybody. Love from Stella, Ted, and Red. And that's her dogs. Those are poodles. And there you go. Stella, Ted, and Red.
Yeah, we should hear a little bit from Janine.
Well, we're going to. We're going to, because people have, since we, Ding Dong mentioned it last night, I got about 13 copies of the same damn speech he does.
Wow, the woman is something else.
Yeah, she is. Judge Janine. She loves her Bianchi, too. Oh, yeah. It's hot for you, buddy.
What is she, Donnie? 61 or 71?
None of your business.
Oh, listen to you. So protective.
That's his baby.
I know.
Oh, my.
So how old is she? You mentioned it one time.
I think she, I thought she was older than, but critics.
I think she's said 71.
71, I think that's what critics said.
Dang.
She sure does look good for 71.
Woo, sure do.
I look, at 66, I look like a wrinkled up prune. But, yeah. I guess I didn't take good care of myself like she did.
Whatever she did, ain't, it's working.
Ain't like Pelosi. You can't light a match around there. That old dried up can catch on fire.
Yeah.
Go up like stage bush.
Yeah, she, Pelosi, my God. You could thump a quarter off her forehead and go 5 feet in the air. She's got her crap so tight. Her forehead shines it so tight. Ding dong.
Did she have plastic surgery?
Well, she looks like it. She looks like a skeleton to me.
Yeah. She had stucco job done on her.
Stucco.
Probably had a few Botox.
Oh, yeah.
This one Navy ship, Donnie, is under quarantine, even though 100% of the crew had all their shots. What's up with that?
Why not? And we're going to have to get some more booster shots out there, Bianchi. It's never going to stop.
No.
Well, what does that mean for those that were discharged because they would take a shot?
Oh, the military. That's right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, JonBenet Ramsey, 25 years ago, she'd be 31 years old today.
Wow.
The name's familiar. Yeah, she was in the news.
They never found her killer, did they?
No. 6 years old.
Wasn't she the one
25
that
years.
Pushed by her parents to be an actress or a singer?
No, they had her in her mother had her in all those pageants, beauty pageants.
She was in like a Shirley Temple.
Yeah. That's right.
Somebody here, Bianchi, tell it. Shirley Temple got abused. I never knew that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, she did. Well, she didn't get abused. She was the one director exposed herself to her.
Hmm.
Then something similar to that happened to her mother, I think during the same visit with another guy.
Jeez. Yeah. Well.
I feel like Hollywood is full of that type, isn't it?
It seems like it. They say it is. I don't know.
Why the heck would you do something like that to a young girl like her?
That don't make no damn sense.
Hey, did they find a body with her? I mean, did they find her body or no?
Who? JonBenet Ramsey.
They did, in the basement.
No, they never found her.
Yeah, they did. She was in the basement.
Yeah, they did. They found her in the basement.
You're talking about Casey Anthony, this kid, the little
who
girl.
Who buried in concrete, they tore up the floor?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, no, they found her. She was, a couple miles from the house in a shallow grave. And they didn't find her till...
Who Ramsey?
Who?
No, they're talking about somebody else.
No.
Well, where did they find Ramsey at?
Down in the basement.
Yeah, in the basement. The father found her.
In whose house?
In her house.
Their house.
You mean to tell me they never checked in the basement? After a while, heck, it would have been smelling, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, no.
They found her, Bianchi, that morning. They found her. And the father found her. And
was she in the basement for?
Well, I don't know. I guess there was a bedroom down there, and I don't know what she was doing down there.
No, they haven't found the killer to that girl. JonBenet Ramsey is who we're talking about. Now, the girl that you're talking about in the shallow grave, I don't know who you're talking about in the shallow grave.
That was Casey Anthony's. The little girl that was missing for a month, and the grandmother kept bugging her daughter, Casey. I think her name was Casey, and bugging her daughter, "Where's the grandkid? Where's the grandkid?" Well, she didn't. She lost the grandkid, And a month later, finally the mother, grandmother called the police and they started.
And they were like candy. Do you remember that? Yeah. Tommy's.
No. That must have been something.
Yeah, don't even say it, Tyrus. All right. Listen,
you look good, Judge. I watched you before the show when you got all done up. You're my favorite judge. No one does it better than you, even though you like stuff that's not around anymore.
No, there's no other judge on Fox, is there? That's why I'm your favorite judge, but I'll take it. I love you both. Listen, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to both of you. We love you both.
Merry Christmas to you all, too.
All right. Take care. And just ahead, you know him from his world-renowned book, Tuesdays with Lori. But have you heard of his new hit novel?
I cannot.
Best-selling author Mitch Albom.
I cannot stand Mitch Albom. Hell with him. I'm not going to play his commercial. Not going to play his commercial or his book. Bullshit.
I never heard of him.
Mitch Albom.
No,
on WJR in Detroit. He's got a talk show, and he's a sports writer, and I just don't like the man.
Seems like you must have kept out some of your favorite players from the Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
No. 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 Man. No, that didn't happen. Yeah, you know, don't forget New Year's Eve, Michigan against Georgia, and Alabama against Cincinnati. And as George Kell used to say, Cincinnati, Cincinnati. Yeah, you had to be from Arkansas, I guess.
So what if it ends up Michigan and Alabama? Who are you going to?
Michigan, because they have never done it. You know, this is the first time they've been in the playoffs, so I'll go for Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama had it last year. But either way, I'm a winner, you know? Either way.
Yeah.
I'm just a winner no matter what. Boy, it's, you know, you guys talk me into having a show, and you guys just sit there not talking about anything.
Well, you know, when you were just saying now, winner no matter what, that reminded me when I was up at camp. And I was the captain of the softball team that won the July pennant. And then we switched. Those who were captains couldn't be captain for the August part of the summer. And then I was on the winning team in the August pennant. So I won a trophy no matter what.
You did good.
Oh, yeah.
You did all right, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, congratulations. That's a memory you won't forget.
Nah, it was good, especially since I had, at that time, I had the affliction of childhood arthritis coming on, so it was hard for me to, I had to have designated hitters, and then designated, then I, did I have designated runners? Yeah, I had designated runners. I hit, but then I had designated runners after I got to first base.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they have that in softball, designated runners.
But it was a good time.
Mm. Yeah. I played baseball as long as I could, and I played softball for a couple of years.
I played baseball 1 year, Little League, and that was it.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
Yeah, well, I always liked baseball.
Yeah.
I didn't trust these young kids throwing a ball around 65 miles an hour at my head.
Boy, you get out of the way, Joe.
Yeah, and if you don't.
Yeah, well, if you don't, you got a helmet on.
Now, when I was playing.
Were you playing back in the 20s?
It's about
the roaring 20s. Jeez, they had leather helmets for football.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, those were jokes. The leather helmets for football. Now, that was funny.
Can you imagine that?
Dude, you talk about Concussion City then. Ooh.
Oh, good Lord! Yeah, man, that's amazing. Yeah, I
always thought of them as brave people playing football. With those fucking leather helmets.
Well, Yeah, you think rugby, you know, that's on a par with rugby.
Mm-hmm.
I played rugby one time, oh. And I said, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And nobody else played again either. There, you get...
Well,
you
let the happen. We got our own sports.
Yeah, they're crazy. They'd be crazy, and they all go to the bar afterwards, broken bones and all, have a couple beers.
Warm lager, warm beers.
Yeah, there is a country that serves warm beer, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's called commitment.
Yeah. You got to love your beer. I don't drink anymore, but... I had to have mine cold when I did drink. But boy, I sure been wanting a Tom Collins lately.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I always had to have some kind of liquor if I was going to drink.
Yeah.
Liquor's quicker. Yep.
Make her drop her panties quicker. Tequila. Tequila. 151. I was a disc jockey and I was drinking tequila and somebody bought me a shot and it was 151. I almost passed out. I had to go sit on the porch and get some fresh air. Man, that kicked my butt. Oh,
Was it rum?
No, 151. We have rum.
Yeah. I used to have Bacardi rum 151.
Yeah. It's Bacardi Puerto Rican rum.
Yeah.
You know, they set that sucker on fire and shit. That's what you see people drinking that nasty stuff. Oh, Lord.
PGA.
That killed me.
Ooh.
151. Oh, knock your socks off, boy. You want a cheap date, just buy one of those for your girl. She can get it down. She's more a man than I was. No, I was a sissy when it come to that. I drank some black velvet back in the day.
Nope, never had that.
Black velvet?
No.
Mm-mm. You must be rich.
No, I said I never had it.
Oh, well, I said you must be rich. You must have had something... Purple Pill wrote, Merry COVID and Happy Omicron. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Oh, boy.
Daniel, what's going on over there in Alabama?
Ain't a thing going on. I don't know much about it.
Why don't you?
My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it. It's warm. It's like 75.
Yeah.
That's about it, Pianchi. I don't know.
Don't ask Daniel any questions. Come on, Pianchi. Don't put him on the spot, Pianchi.
I feel like I'm testifying here, you know.
You sounded like you were testifying.
I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know, sir, but I plead the fifth.
Please. I don't know.
That's fine.
Oh, my.
You know, you speak about pleading the fifth. That makes sense in the Constitution. So how come, excuse me, when the FBI questions you, you can be liable for lying to the authorities?
Yeah.
I never understood that. Here's the way around your Fifth Amendment rights. If you lie to the FBI, you're in trouble. If you lie to the cops, you have to wait till trial, then they have to prove it. But you lie during an interview.
They still got to go to court. They just can't put you in jail.
Tell that to Michael Flynn.
Well, they Yeah. They didn't put him in jail. He did have a court. He did have a trial, remember?
He never went to jail?
No, he didn't
go
to jail.
Oh, I thought he did. Oh, okay.
No, he never. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, it's, you know, we can get up and lie, and, yeah, they're going to put us under the jail, you know, maximum security, whatever. But you can have a representative go before a Senate hearing, you know, swear the same oath and lie and lie and lie, and they
right.
are never held accountable. It's the same oath, you know, I've swear.
Yeah, the worst
you know,
that happens to them is that they might get censured.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't, nothing more than that can happen, you know. You're right
unless
about
you're
that.
Steve Bannon, and didn't Bannon or Bannon, didn't he get into trouble for lying before Congress or saying that he was going to invoke his Fifth Amendment right before Congress? Some bullshit?
No, he just didn't show up. So.
Oh, okay.
Contempt of Congress.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
I don't think Congress had any real power to subpoena civilians to come before them.
Yeah, like a court, like a district, a circuit court or something.
Yeah.
You don't ever see it. You don't ever really see it. They don't push it. You know, they don't push it at all. But I guess now if you're a Republican, they're going to push it.
Well, like I always say, I never trust any of them anymore. Not one single goddamn one. Retired, presently serving, I don't care.
They all need to, they got to go.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking, suppose you knew, let's say you had an uncle or an aunt or a friend that you knew was completely honest, and they got elected to Congress. If all the congressmen, congresswomen, were as honest as the men or women that we believe are as honest as hell, would we be in the shit that we're in today? No.
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 Because the honest people would do something about the corruption.
Yes, that's right.
So we can't have honest people. I don't trust one single. I don't care what kind of political theater they put on. I don't care how loud they make their protestations. They're full of shit.
Yeah.
Something would have been done years and years and years and years and years ago. You can't take a look at how the country's evolved over the last 60, 70 years and say, seems like I'm just going to let things go because I'm an honest man. I don't think so. You're right. You would say, wait, something's happening here. Something has to stop this.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened, so I don't trust them.
I don't either. Bring it, boys, in the chat room. And he said, Merry Christmas to the gang.
Hey, bring it.
Hey.
And Merry Christmas to you and Suzette.
I imagine Suzette will probably be here a little while later if her husband's in the chat.
Well, sometimes she gets on and sometimes she doesn't.
Well, okay. But I'm with Bianchi. I want Daniel's mother to show up tonight.
Oh, yeah, she will.
She will.
Okay. I promise you.
She called me today and hold on.
USA. I traveled across the country to show you the rich history of the most beautiful castles in the United States, and they do not disappoint. Here's a look into the series available now on Fox Nation. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I'm on a journey to find castles fit for a fairy tale right here in the USA. So join me as I take you inside some of the most incredible castles America has to offer.
Wow. Didn't know they
had castles.
I didn't either.
Today we're
are here in the sunny state of Florida to tour one of the most incredible museums in Miami, the Vizcaya Museum and Gardens. And I can tell from the architecture on the outside that it is going to be stunning on the inside.
Well, yeah, I can tell. Well, anyway, your girl's traveling all over, I guess, Bianchi. And, well, she won't be coming to Flint because there's definitely no castles here.
Well, you know, I don't know that. I mean, do you know that? Because I never even knew that we had castles in the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm positive there's not one in Flint. I can almost guarantee you that I'm right about that.
So there may be a white castle, but not a castle.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there is a white castle on Corona Road. Yeah. But other than that.
I haven't had a white castle in decades.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a while, but yeah, when we get on the Corona Road, we'll get some, or a Big John steak and onion,
yeah.
Which is, we don't get very often, but once in a while.
I remember them being smaller than crap, and they tasted okay.
Oh, they're white castles? I love
yeah.
them. Oh, I love them.
I haven't had them, like I said, in years and decades.
Yeah.
They're called crystals in the South.
Crystal. And we stayed in a motel right by crystals.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very nice.
If I remember right, I think I used to have them with relish that came with the it. And I think, little itty bitty little hamburgers.
Yeah, with no ketchup. They don't put ketchup on them. They put mustard.
And soft buns.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Soft buns.
Soft buns. Yeah.
I love soft buns.
I knew that was going to go that way, but I'm talking about bread buns.
Yeah, you know, Don's thinking always a porn hub whenever anything
no,
else.
No. I was talking right. You guys are talking wrong. And
yeah, right.
I get blamed for everything.
Well, you should.
Yeah, that's right. You're the host of the show.
And Frank, you know, if you didn't call me out, nobody would have caught it.
I was thinking it. I didn't say it.
I'm just saying. My friends. I think Bianchi went to bed or something. I don't know where in the hell he went.
He's watching his own private Janine.
Oh. never mind. We won't go there. Joe? Jeez, what's wrong with you?
Oh, like, I bet he is.
Yeah. I just imagine he is.
I still can't believe, like, 71. I mean, she has all that pep. She's looking good.
Yeah. I can't hardly breathe, and this woman's jumping around like she's a teenager. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, no offense, Don, but you got to change your diet to get away from all that processed, whatever it is you're eating.
Processed meat?
Yeah.
Well,
processed
you
everything.
You come and cook for me then, Joe.
What's wrong with you?
Without
there he is.
Process. Yeah. Hey, how was it, Bianchi?
How was what?
The private viewing of Janine.
Hey, don't be speaking nasty about Janine.
Not me.
Yeah. You know,
Judge Janine.
I'm trying to get her to follow us. I told her, you know, Judge, I wrote her a thingamajigger. She hasn't, of course, she's not going to answer or anything, but I said, we got 21,000 people that follow us.
Right.
You know, it goes along with your half a million.
That's all she's got is a half a million?
I don't know. I don't know how many.
I would have thought she had a minimum two.
I bet she's got a hell of a lot of people.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Judge Jeanine.
I wonder how many Judge Judy has. Probably two, and they're probably her dogs.
I can't stand her.
Me neither. God, she's so, that is a disgusting judge. She seems like she takes pleasure in
what
taking
in the
law
world
and using it like a hammer.
What's wrong with you guys? Oh.
Yeah, Judge Judy is a... What she make, about $48,000 a year?
$48,000?
48 million, yeah. 48
million.
Million a year.
Yeah, she makes a bunch. Yeah.
She's only...
Bring it forth. Wants me to check my email. Okay, she sent me something.
She feels those episodes in about 6 months, I think.
In and out burgers. I thought they stopped. They went out of business somewhere because of they made them close again. So they just said, "Hell with it, we're going to close it up." I don't know where that was.
Hmm.
Somewhere in California, though.
Oh, of course.
I remember Top Hat.
Top Hat.
Top Hat Burgers.
No, I never heard of that.
It was almost like White Castle there.
No, I
like they're in the trade area.
Belly Bombers.
Yeah. I never heard of Belly Bombers. Is right. I never heard of them. So I remember getting my first Coney Island in Detroit. My uncle took me to Detroit's original Coney Island. And it was nothing like, but like chili on a hot dog bun. I said, I thought this had hot dogs in it. He didn't know. Oh, he'd never been in there. So, well, there you go. I won't be eating there again. Thank you very much. Won't be eating there again, friends. And I'd love to go around eating different things, trying out different things. I'm just stuck in the South. What you call soul food, you know, is
Southern
is
cooking.
What I eat. Yeah, it's Southern cooking. That's all I eat. My thin
to
win.
Do some traveling, man. Traveling. Go over to Belize.
Ooh.
Skip by Jamaica. Go to India, China.
Yeah, I'll just get my my black master or Visa card out. Go ahead and put it on this charge card.
Platinum.
Well, yeah, I would love to go see some of these places. I really would. And my son's been all over, you know, the world, man. I'd love to talk to him about all this stuff. Because I don't even eat quiche. Quiche, is that how you say it? Quiche?
I'm not sure what it is.
You don't know what it is?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's fish, isn't it? Isn't that raw, you know, raw fish? Isn't that what that is?
Sushi.
Hell, I don't. No, I don't know what the hell it is. Now it doesn't sound right.
I probably don't taste right either.
Oh, no. My son, we were in Detroit, and he got some of that. I forget what it's called. People eat it all the time. It's raw fish. It's thinly sliced raw fish.
Only people I know that eat raw fish is the Eskimos.
All right, never mind. I'll figure it out.
Well, they have those sushi bars.
Fishy bars? What the hell are you talking about?
That's raw fish. Sushi is raw fish.
Shoot. Yeah, that's what it is. Say it again.
Yeah, sushi.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Sushi bar. I see them all the time. I've never ate it, though.
No,
be
I
careful
never.
With that green stuff that's on there. It'll burn you up. Yeah, on the dipping.
Green dip on the sushi. I had that. Where is it? Chinese restaurant on Miller Road. I didn't know about this mustard. It was some kind of mustard. And Cinnamon said, that's good stuff. Boy, I loaded up and took a bite of that, almost burned myself out.
Oh, my God.
That hurt. I mean, I got
that horseradish in.
I like that hot stuff, but, man, that about killed me. About killed me.
If you guys will talk about something other than raw fish.
Oh, man. Big Kathy.
Hey, everybody.
I'm so glad you're here.
Everybody start crying.
How is everybody?
We're doing fine now that you're here.
Well, look who's back.
I'm not going to be on here to midnight like y'all.
No, we're not either. We might make it 3 hours, or it won't be more than that. Maybe 2.5 hours.
Look, Donnie, you got a pencil and paper.
I got a pencil and paper.
Donnie needs it because he can dial it. Donnie, I want you to dial this number. Tell me when you're ready.
Hold on.
And Kathy?
Yes.
See, it's very important that you understand.
Yes.
I mean, you know about this. And everything that you've been saying so far,
it's coming
to fruition. You ready? You ready, Donnie?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 206.
206.
722. 3,000.
3,000.
Yes, and see, these people, they need to be talking to you, Kathy, because you are a genuine on this subject. Go ahead and dial it. Let us hear. Get this first. See what's going on.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of your mind. I wouldn't tell you anything to hurt you.
Now, I know you're not going to do any. Okay, let's get to try this again on this nice little.
And Daniel, you get in on this too now.
Hey, I'm here. I'm good.
You're a freak like your mother, so get on in here. But I love you both.
Let's see what y'all throw at us.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Okay. Hold on. That was one too many zeros. Hold on. How do I back this sucker up? No, hell no. Hold on, guys.
This is so important.
Hey, better be.
3,000, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Let me see if I got this right. 206-722-3000. Here we go.
It'll be a long ring, but their answer.
Okay. Dials.
We can't hear it.
Watch how she answers with a soft spoken voice.
Right. Hopefully.
Oh, hell, it isn't even.
Donnie, what kind of problems are you having?
I'm having all kinds of bad.
How in the world you mess up a phone number? My goodness.
Kathy, you get me more in trouble, I swear.
That way it gets lost going home from the doctor's office.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. That was your fault.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. Talking to me. Okay, here we go. Let's see what
y'all
we got here.
You have a duel and shoot it out.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up to the microphone.
Put it up there. It'll answer. Just keep letting it ring.
I will.
Welcome to the National UFO Reporting Center hotline in Washington State at area code 206-722-50,000.
All right.
Address UFOcenter.com. Peter Davenport Center Director will be traveling for several days over the Christmas holiday and will be away from the center. However, if you believe you may have been witness to a UFO-related event, please leave your name, location, and a telephone number where you can be reached, and we will return your call as quickly as we are able. When leaving your name and contact information, please speak slowly and distinctly, and please do not leave a long description of your sighting on our answering service. In the meantime, we'd like to invite each of the witnesses to the sighting event to submit a detailed written description of it using the online form on our website. That website, again, is UFOcenter.com. Merry Christmas, and thank you for your call.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, don't talk.
Let me handle this.
Wait, no. Yes. This is Daniel and Kathy Jones.
And Bianchi.
And Bianchi. I'm sorry. Get me off here.
Well, wait a minute. No, don't hang up. No, you guys need to be talking to Big Kathy. She can straighten this stuff out. You need to talk to her. She has very good input.
You're out of your mind.
We expect your return.
I at my house.
You can get the same input that I get off of the internet. You just choose not to do it. Donnie, did you get that video I sent you of that UFO?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I played it last Saturday.
All right, well, hang up, Donnie. You don't want to waste the tape.
Oh, I did hang up. I hung up right after I said Daniel and Kathy Jones.
See, Kathy, there's people out there that just don't have the expertise and technique that you do.
I know it, but it's their fault because they don't get on the internet and look it up.
I know.
You guys are freaks.
And see, I've been keeping my eyes peeled and my ears open. That's how I came across this number.
I was going to ask you, how in the hell did you get this number? Okay, I got a direct message on Twitter from Hannah. Okay, I'm on my mail here. I don't see anything. Bring it, boy. Well, let me give you my email address, and no, I don't see anything. I guess Suzette sent me something, but I don't know. I didn't get it. So get a pencil and paper there, bring it, boy, and I'll give you my email address, and you can send it again.
I mean, we would see more UFOs if they weren't cloaked.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. In a cloud.
Michigan had clouds last night. Hell, Rudolph had to turn his nose up to extra strength.
Yeah, that's right. It was a weather emergency last night while we were on the air.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Rudolph's got that red nose that lights up at night, you know.
Won't you guide my tonight? We used to sing that when I was a kid, but it was something. We can guide my, never mind. Okay,
Slay.
Bring it, boy. I'm sure you've got the pencil by now or pen. It's Faxer, Faxer. The number one, ST, like first, ST, one ST, at AOL.com. And that's it right there, folks.
But see, I've been carrying this number all week long. I just couldn't wait to get on here with Kathy tonight.
I bet you you've been paranoid all week, afraid you would lose it.
You got that right. Every time a bird flew over, I was ducking.
You know it.
You guys
didn't
right.
know the government had a UFO number.
I didn't know that at all. Only Pianchi would come up with that.
Yep. The guy sounded drunk.
What's that?
The guy that on the recording sounded drunk.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
He like
probably
dumb.
Was.
Talk slow, please.
See, that's a private group. That's not the government. That's a private group, Kathy. They take it upon themselves. They're getting sick and tired of the government pussyfooting around with this information. This
hiding
is serious stuff. This is serious stuff.
Hiding it.
They're trying to ignore
classifying it. Classifying everything so we don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have admitted, though. There's stuff up there they can't explain, though. We've all heard the tapes.
Yeah, Lord forbid if they got one captured and that sucker was to get loose in the public. What kind of stuff do we have then?
Oh, yeah.
The thing of it
already
is,
in the public.
Most people think maybe, you know, maybe, but, you know, they just kind of shrug it off. But if it ever did go public worldwide, people would freak out. They would panic. They would panic.
I don't know. I thought that too beginning, but I don't think they would panic. And, you know, they didn't seem, the people weren't really interested in what we've seen from the government so far. You know,
right.
they seen this thing go into water and come out of the water, you know, going as so fast that we couldn't, there's no way to catch it.
Well, they've not actually seen one, though. I mean, actually seen one up close or touched it or seen an alien.
Oh, no, not touched it, Kathy. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Oh, did you hear Biden say, let's go, Brandon? And the guy says, you know, let's go, Brandon. And he said, I agree. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm
that sucker may be an alien himself.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and his wife, I think she wanted to slap the hell out of him. Well, that's what she gets for being letting him get on these things and making a fool out of himself.
That's right.
Damn it. Yeah, well, and Harris says her biggest failure as VP is not getting out of D.C. more. So that's her biggest thing. There you go.
She just wants to travel, don't she? I mean, isn't that her big deal? She wants to travel.
Well, she went over to other countries to figure out why all these people were coming to our country. Because she didn't understand why that was happening.
Oh,
and what we could do to fix this problem. And, you know, of course, it'll take billions and billions of dollars to fix this problem. That's what the other government said. And Biden probably pulled out the checkbook.
Did you see her come unglued when some journalist was interviewing her?
Mm-hmm.
And asked her who was president Mansion.
Yeah,
Biden
who was
Mansion.
Running the country. Yeah.
Who is president?
Yeah, pissed. Yeah,
Joe
pissed.
Biden is president, and Kamala Harris is vice president.
Yeah.
Of
she,
a defunct corporation they are.
Yeah, she got what? Oh, we're going to go to the corporation again, aren't we?
Well, you can look it up on the internet and read it for yourself.
I know. You're right. You sent it to me. You're right. You're right. I'm not on the switchboard, so if anybody pushes one, I'm not there yet.
You know, the funny thing about that, if you take a look at the legal dictionary of 1873, it says the United States of America is a corporation in the dictionary.
Yeah.
You know, I want to add to that. Our birth certificates have numbers to it.
Yeah.
And that's how we're identified by, not our names.
Exactly.
That's what they say. Let me get another Skype
number. Traded on the market like baseball cards.
Now, Skype, you are on.
Merry Christmas, Don, and everybody.
Hey,
John. Hey, John.
Hey. Did I hear right? You guys said, remember about 3 weeks ago I said it would be kind of hilarious if Mr. Biden said, let's go, Brandon? You're saying it came true?
It came true. It came true.
Amazing. I didn't know I was being prophetic even when I was doing it.
Yeah, you were right on the damn money, buddy.
John Stradamus. That's what we'll call him.
Very good. I like that. Now, bring it, boy, did you get my email? Just want to make sure he got it. And I could put it in the chat room, couldn't I? I guess I could.
You hear that call? We made to the UFO hotline, John Doe. I can only reveal the number, being that Big Kathy is back with us tonight.
Yes.
Hey, Bianchi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody was saying that guy sounded drunk. Does that mean that he got his shot, a probe from the aliens?
Here well, you know, at this time of the night, people's ears don't work too well.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You guys aren't right.
But we ain't wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
He got some kind of hallucinogenic with his shot.
Yeah. He's like, don't make it too long. Make it slow.
Well, you know, people from the South is going to call in, and you got to talk slow because you guys think we talk too fast.
You Yankees do anyway.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. I've said all my life, my cousin Marcia and Kathy, you've told me that before. Just slowed the damn thing down. So I slowed it down. Slowed it up. Boy, this is an exciting night. Everybody's just ready to talk. Yeah. Hello, anybody home?
Yeah, Donnie, it's just Christmas. That's all everybody's
allowed.
Well, hell, somebody start talking.
All right, let's talk about giving the states back their powers.
I was reading
in a Civil War book earlier, and it was talking about how before the Civil War, our nation was, when you talked about it, you would say the United States of America are going to do this. And now it's the United States of America is going to do this. It's a grammatical thing with the is and the are. We were once viewed as states, the United States of America. Now we're viewed as Washington, D.C., you know, pretty much.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And so let's break that back down, give the powers back to the states, let the citizens vote on the laws instead of the House, whatever, making up
Supreme
laws.
Supreme Court.
Well, Daniel.
Yeah.
I remember back in junior high, I had to set my math teacher straight. She was telling me that, you know, pi r squared, and I said, hey, teach, pi r round, cornbread r square.
That's good. That's good, and I love math, so I get that.
Oh, man.
That's good, wow. John.
Pi equals 2 square. All right. That was good. I have to give him. I'll give you credit for that one. That was good.
Hey, that's a special gift from Justin T. Wilson. Woo-hoo! I guarantee you.
Justin Wilson, thank you. Thank you, sir.
So nobody agrees with me on the states need more power.
Well, I they do too. I think the states need more power.
The people.
Yes, and inevitably, the power going back to the people through the state, because it's not going to go back to the people through the federal government. So let's just bypass the federal government here.
Yeah. I am a bit leery of the state apparatus, too. As human beings, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile and use that mile of billy club on your head.
That's right. Yeah. Keep that in mind. You betcha. You betcha they will.
Well, it's like the federal taxes that the government sends back to the states with stipulations, you know.
Well, they stole it all from the people first before they gave it back to anybody.
You got it right there, you know. I was talking to Daniel one day. I said, our gross income is taxed. Mm-hmm. And then when our net that we have, when we spend it, it's taxed. When we drive a car, we have to buy a driver's license. It's taxes. A car tag. We have to buy gas. It's taxed a lot. Our homes are never paid for because we pay property taxes for the rest of our life. What else? Tax.
I don't know.
Oh, it keeps going. Yeah, I mean, it just don't end.
So would you say the state would be able to rectify that?
I would think so, since it's unconstitutional to begin with, most of everything she said.
Yeah.
You know, whether it takes some type of succession again, or, you know, half the states technically aren't part of the Republic of the United States of America. Because of the Act of 1871, there were only 35 states in the Union at that time, so the other 15, they wouldn't even be, they wouldn't even be considered states because it was a corporation that they made up.
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the principle of unity from a legal perspective? Unity of title, unity of interest, unity of possession, unity of property?
Not really, no.
Yeah, if you got a law dictionary, look it up. It basically is saying all of the properties of governing, because each one of us own our own property, the intellectual property of self-governing, you own yours, every other legal American owns their own private property of governing them.
Right.
In unity, we own, by joint holding of all of our own property, the property of governing as a whole, so therefore we have a vested interest by equity of every legitimately legal United States citizen being a joint owner. We own it in unity by interest, property, and if you got a dictionary, it'll better help you explain it. I'm not very good at explaining it. I just understand how to turn the light switch on. I don't know how to explain how it works.
Well, you sounded pretty good. Yeah.
So basically, at the point in time that the Declaration of Independence was ratified, and then at the point in time that the United States Constitution was ratified, because we share the property of governing in unity, we all, as a whole, own that property at the point in time that it came, it was ratified, even though we were born later in life. It's a unique law theory principle, just like mutuality, that for some reason the lawyers use against we the people because they like to keep making money and keep pushing billable hours and, you know, be hoodwinked by the Bar Association criteria, which is controlled, like I said before, by the, you know, elitist. Back to you. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Joe.
That's a good point.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I just got cursed out on a black show.
Well, that's nothing new.
He was talking about Kwanzaa. I said, I can't let my children celebrate that. The man who started it, Ron Karinga, is a felon. He used to take black women and hang them upside down by their ankles and take lit cigarettes and put up against their body. And you want me to have my children follow somebody like that?
What show were you on?
Well, huh?
What show were you on?
Oh, it's the show that's on there now. And I seen it when it first came on. I didn't want to go on there and start nothing. You know, I try to be civilized. But for some reason, people don't like to hear the truth, especially when it's a black person saying it. It's called Empower People Incorporated Community Kwanzaa. You only got 3 minutes left. Yeah. But I say, well, you want to take down Robert E. Lee's statue, and you want to remove statues of gynecologists out at the at one university, but this man took black women and tortured them. Well, brother, if that's the case, you shouldn't be driving no car, shouldn't be spending money. No, I ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about the Kwanzaa. And to say it's a Kiswahili don't even have a dictionary. So anyway, I get cursed out. Ain't that something else? Maybe you need to go on there, Joe.
Well, same thing's going to happen to me. It doesn't matter, you know, black or white, or indifferent, or in between. Doesn't matter.
Man, Big Kathy, you just don't know the troubles I've seen. My eyes have seen the troubles.
But you know what? You've been blessed to see these things, you know.
Yeah.
You're awake. You know a lot of stuff. A lot more than we do.
Kathy, how are you doing? Are you getting your rest?
You know, it's not so much that as it is sitting there watching my mother die. You see, it's a mental.
Yeah.
A mental, emotional thing. It just takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, I can
imagine. And I told Donnie, I'm just not in the right frame of mind to talk to people sometimes, you know.
That's understandable.
You know, it's just, takes its toll on you.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen, Kathy. Whatever we say or do that can make you laugh, we're going to do it two or three or four more times in a row.
I wish you would. I could use a breath of fresh air every now and then, but it's always on my mind, though, see, now. Always. It just consumes me. What?
Know this, too. Though
yes, sir.
Some of us may not hardly know you.
Yes. That our hearts are with you, and we're sending out our great love to you and your whole family.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I feel like I've been knowing her all my life.
Hey, I have known her all mine, I'm telling you.
Just about, right?
She's a straight shooter. What you think about her now is the way she really is. She don't bluff.
No.
And yeah, she don't bluff you at all.
And I don't like to be bluffed either.
Oh, no.
You know.
I've tried.
Well, I've raised two sons. I will not be bluffed. You know. But anyway, I appreciate all that. But it is what it is. And
well,
we just,
you know,
deal
like
with
I told
it.
You guys months and months ago, you and Daniel are a welcome addition to come to the show. And even though you're undergoing some real problems now, you know, we do wish you well.
Thank you for that. And it will. I mean, there's just no hope with this. We're just waiting it out. You know, you see
yeah.
what I'm saying?
We have two people to join us. Gene is here, and Cinnamon is here, and Bring It Boy, I got your email, but it didn't have nothing on it. There's nothing there. No, but I did get it.
Just testing you, Dawn, to make sure you're awake.
I'm awake. I'm awake, buddy.
Hey, Gene, Cinnamon.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I just got home a little bit ago.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't know there was a show tonight. I thought there was going to be one because it was Christmas.
No, there wasn't going to be one. There wasn't going to be one. But we goofed around last night because Bianchi said he wanted to do a show. Of course, Bianchi shows up 10 minutes before 11. But he wanted to do a
I thought you were going to play Charlie Brown.
Christmas Eve. And Joe was here with me, though, and Daniel. So,
oh.
I in Cinnamon. He was there.
I'm okay.
So, we decided to spread some Christmas cheer for today.
Yeah.
So, good idea.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
Kathy.
Yes.
I pray for you frequently because I know it's got to be very, very difficult what you're going through right now.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate that. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. If I have any enemies, I wouldn't wish it on them.
Well,
but I appreciate y'all thinking of us.
You know, the way I look at it is that she's a very strong woman or a strong child of, you know, to take care of the parents in this kind of time.
Yeah.
And our parents took care of us. And you're stepping up now and taking care of your mom when she needs it. And that is, even though as difficult as it is, you are not only being a blessing to her, but you're going to reap a lot of blessings for her.
Oh, yes.
And there's precious time right now that you're able to spend with your mom that you will not regret.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Absolutely. I know it. It's just...
You have those difficult days, you got to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, now that Gene brought down the show, what are we going to talk about now?
How is that bringing down the show?
I'm kidding.
Wait till I see you, Donald. Wait till I see you, Donald Duck.
I was kidding. Don't beat me.
I thought
it was pretty funny. Yeah, I thought. Sorry, people.
Sorry I'm late, but does everybody have a good Christmas for overall?
What was that, Gene?
I said, did everybody have a good Christmas overall?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Right back at you.
You like being alone. Yeah. It was fun.
Who is a lot of my...
alone, Don?
I
all
don't
those
mind.
Voices in your head.
Yeah, that's true. That was good, Gene. That was damn good. I'll remember
I
that
love
one.
You.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember that one.
I know you will.
He's okay, yeah.
Somebody's got an echo. Why don't we get an echo all of a sudden?
Everybody's got an echo.
If we are echoing, ever.
Hello?
Okay. We should be back.
Joe talked about feelings, people's personalities and their feelings, you know, one time. And I've heard people complain about being lonely. And I have never in my life felt loneliness, ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
If I was a, if I was a female, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't think I was lonely either. But you are lucky not to feel lonely. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've never been lonely either. I always have my voice shadow. Oh, and my physical shadow too.
Well, I mean, me personally, I have been around very good people and still felt very lonely. You know,
yeah.
But that was me. That was on me and my perception and my, you know,
I've heard people complain about how lonely they are, how lonely they are.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Making fun of us, Jean, or is that what you're doing? I mean, Kathy.
No, if you're thinking about self a lot and what you don't have or something, you know, I imagine that could bring or what you've lost.
But that isn't got nothing to do at all with being lonely, Kathy. Not wondering what we don't have.
I think
I get lonely for a 68 Chevy 4x4 on the floor. Yeah, I get lonely for that.
That ain't lonely, Don.
Kathy, I think sometimes we are going through things in our lives, even when we're married, you know, that we just feel alone in it, like we're the only ones that are in it.
Yeah.
And that can make you feel lonely because you feel alone.
But I have never felt that because whenever things have happened to me in the past, I think there are other people in the world a lot worse off, you know, that have
really?
It a lot worse.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
Think about
but
other
I,
people.
I know, like, for instance, there was a time when Scott was working here in Michigan, and we were living in Wisconsin, and I was with the four kids. I had some, you know, some friends, air finger quotes, you know, people that I could talk to, you know, around me, you know, like acquaintance friends, but I still felt very, very alone and very lonely. You know what I mean? It was like, it was a stress of what was going on in our life.
But situations can be overwhelming for us, but it doesn't mean we're lonely.
No, I felt very lonely, and I felt very alone.
I don't know how you could be lonely with four kids.
Well, they were like, the girls were like 2, Rob was like 4, and Jacob was like 6.
Yeah,
or
no.
Jacob would have been 8.
It's hard to
have like it'd be plenty of company for you.
it's hard to have a discussion with a 2 and a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. Yeah, I understand what Gene's saying.
Well, I mean, and it's like, and the sad thing was, it's like, praise God, I had my dog, my Dalmatian, who I would talk to. You know, but I still felt very alone and very lonely. And it's like, it wasn't that, you know, Scott was not there for me in a sense, but he wasn't there for me every hour of every day or, you know, every night. because he was working in a different state.
Right.
And so, yeah, I felt very alone and very lonely. It was just a season of life. So I can understand that. And some people have a way worse than that to feel lonely.
Yeah. Okay. Bring It Boy sent me this to play. And here we go.
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my van.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Kmart.com, huh? Oh, man.
What a man.
Oh, that was good.
I miss
Bring
Kmart.
What's that, Cinnamon?
I miss Kmart.
You miss Kmart, did you say?
Yep.
I do, too.
I do, too.
Hey, I tell y'all what I miss.
Oh,
I miss that. I miss that commercial on TV with the Hershey Kisses, and the men were there with their drawers on. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
They ain't played that one this year for some reason.
I got a question for you guys. I saw this video either today or yesterday. I can't remember. But they were doing a call-in to the Bidens, and this guy was calling in and wishing him a Merry Christmas, or wishing him a Merry Christmas or whatever. And then he said, "Let's go, Brandon," and Biden himself said, "Let's go, Brandon, I agree." I was like, what?
Oh,
oh my
wow.
gosh. I was
yeah.
cracking up. I was cracking up. Fox was the one that was cracking up. I was cracking up. You idiot. You idiot.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
yeah, Kathy.
That just shows how out of touch he is.
Oh, I know, right? I know. Well, Jill sat there, I guess, and rolled her eyes, like, oh, snap. And then she laughed, and I'm like, oh, you're not all there either.
Kathy, that
yes?
was from Bring It Boy. He said that was for Big Kathy. Thought you could use a laugh tonight.
I
so
sure can. It was cute.
That was good.
It's cute.
I have to admit that. It was really good. Somehow,
tell him thank
they
you.
Hung up on me, fellas, and I don't know how to get back in, so I'm on my phone.
Is somebody outside driving in their car or what?
That's me. I'm driving home.
Oh.
You heard right.
Yeah, I heard the bumps in the road. Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm in a suburban, so it's not the smoothest ride.
No,
welcome to Michigan.
Yeah, used to be moved. I can tell when I'm driving back to Michigan from Alabama, I can tell you right now, I can tell you exactly when we get into Michigan. Because of
coming
the road.
Coming up 75?
No. Nope,
anywhere.
65 to 69.
It's not too bad coming in from Indiana.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad when it's smooth and... in Indiana, boy, we hit on 69. We hit that damn Michigan line, boy. It's dump, bump, 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 bump all the way.
Bumpity, thump, thump, bumpity, thump, thump. Look at that, Bumpito.
Well, that's going to be a thing of the past in the future. Y'all know that, don't you?
Right.
Well, we're going to.
No, it'll be somewhere.
No,
if it ain't in the interstate, it'll be on the highways.
Those that voted for Biden, he, new bridges, new roads, new everything.
Well, the thing is, people don't realize that that is actually only your major highways and your state highways, not your county roads, not your county highways. It's your state and federal highways, and that's it. So if you got that big old pothole sitting out in front of your house,
we'll throw that body
you're still
going to
have that big old pothole sitting out in front of your house.
Daniel likes the potholes.
I prefer curb service myself.
He was driving my car, and I was with him, and he deliberately hit the pothole. I said, Daniel, stop that. Well, that's what the car is made for, Mama.
I jumped on accident. She jumped all over me, and I was like, look, they make these cars, you know, pretty well these days, you know.
For the pot.
I was in the automotive industry, too, you know, so. She jumped all over me.
I said, you're not driving my car anymore. No more.
One pothole.
I have a good one. My mom did it one time. She was hitting potholes, and she did a lot of curb service, right? Was doing some curb service. And I went, Mom, you got to stop that. And she goes, I've got a lifetime warranty on my front end alignment. I'll hit anything I want. I'm like,
that's right.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, fun, not labor.
I was like,
Kathy,
oh,
are you
God.
Feeling lucky that Daniel didn't mistake a manhole for a pothole?
Ain't that the truth? But I told him he wasn't driving my car anymore. That's it.
Ooh,
I mean,
Daniel.
I could see it. How come he couldn't see it? You know,
because he was driving.
It wasn't his car. That's simple.
Yeah,
I was deep in thought
and not thinking about driving. Apparently.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, do you believe in 1 week it's going to be a new year?
Well, I hope it's better than last year.
Yeah.
It's got, yeah, somebody pointed out that 2022 is still pronounced 2022. You know, it's going to be 2022. Like, also... So, like, a repeat of 2020? And I'm like, oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
That's a real scary thought.
Well, I did see in a couple places on the Internet, different videos, that Trump is supposed to give a speech January 6th. I don't know what
I heard that,
too. Yeah, I don't know what the significance
of
that is.
At the White House?
I don't know.
No.
Where.
No, not at the White House.
Oh, from Mar-a-Lago. That's from Mar-a-Lago, I think.
But I did see part of a speech he gave out in Texas. He was out there recently. And this was at some huge, that Pastor Jeffries church. And Trump gave about a 20-minute speech. And at the end of it, he says, I am not your savior. You know, everybody puts him on a pedestal, you see.
Yeah.
And he's helping. He's contributing to cleaning up this country. But he says, I am not your savior. He said, there's only one God and savior, you know.
Yep. Amen.
Gene, you saw that, Gene?
Yep.
So people's
yep.
looking to Trump to save us. It ain't going to be Trump that saves us, you know.
Well, Trump might be the tool that saves us.
He's a tool.
But it's not going to be him. I mean, per se, it's God.
Yeah.
But did you see also where he was doing another, like, rally, and they were playing that song, Hold On, I'm Coming, and Trump was doing a little dance?
No.
And when they got playing a Hold On, I'm Coming, when it says, I'm Coming, he started playing to himself.
I
was like,
But I will be curious to see if
I have a concern, though. He said he was with the, you know, January 6th people. He was going to march right there with them, and he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He was there.
He was still giving a speech that when he started moving over there.
But he never walked to the Capitol with them.
I
think, I would think probably because they already started moving that way.
I think he was planning on leading it.
Well, the crowd that he was speaking to at the time of his speech, they were already moving into the Capitol. So it wasn't
right.
None of the crowd that he was talking to, because he was still speaking. These were others
right.
that rushed.
Right.
He
got
speaking.
A lot of distractions going on around the country, a lot. I saw where California had 20 earthquakes here lately, you know.
I saw something about that as well.
Yeah.
Kind of ironic.
Well, it'd be nice if they were blowing up those domes, see.
Well, remember when that island, when they were looking at, I can't remember what island that was now, that was having all those volcanoes go off? What was that island? God, I can't remember. But they were showing from a satellite the actual placement of them, you know, of how they were, and it was like it was planned because they were just too neatly done, so to speak. It was
yeah.
all like in a square. And I was like, so is that actual natural or is it bombs going off underneath ground?
Don't know. But that one volcano, I cannot remember the name of it. I think it's in the Atlantic maybe somewhere. It's been La Palo or something like that. It's been spewing for over a month now. It won't, and there's no stopping it. It's just still going off. You know, the people have had to leave the island. You know, I mean,
it's too bad.
Volcano for over a month. And Monkey Works shows a lot of volcanoes going off up and down the west coast of Central America and South America.
We do have Suzette or Bring It Boy on the line also. We got a lot of callers, and we got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join us, push 1 on your keypad. And Bring It Boy, I cannot play that because they kicked me off they kicked me right off the line, so now I'm on my phone, so I can't play it.
Well, you've got double trouble today. You've got both of us. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
You both
of you. Well, thanks for playing along anyway, Tommy.
Carry on, kids. Carry on.
So what did you guys think about the verdict?
Where were the earthquakes and when were they? I would see them on me asking.
Are you talking about in California?
Yeah. Whereabouts in California?
They were all up and down the coast, I thought. I mean, I might be wrong.
Yeah, I was just curious because we haven't heard anything here. I was just wondering when.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if it was up north, of course, we wouldn't feel anything. So, you know, it could have been up north. So that's why I was asking. But we're down south, close to San Diego, so.
Quite a distance, but that coastline is huge.
Ferndale.
This one, too?
I mean, California's huge, period, but.
Yeah. Willie knows it's in Ferndale.
Yeah, I just looked it up. 6.2 is a pretty good jolt.
Yeah, I'm
what
seeing
did
a
you
lot of 1.8, 2.3, 2.8, Malibu, Coso Junction, whatever, Santa Cruz.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be, that's by the way, because it was more north. Anyway, north. Interesting.
What about Ferndale?
Yeah.
Ferndale's up by Oregon. I guess that's where they were feeling those earthquakes. Oh, yeah. It's way, way north.
Yeah.
Get lots of rain. That's good. Of course,
so
they were striving
to
the
sky. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, go ahead.
I'm just curious what everybody thought about the verdict.
Oh, the verdict with the Potter girl or woman?
With the officer that shot and was, she said it was calling Taser and she actually drew her gun.
Yeah, Miss Potter.
Is that her name? I couldn't remember her name.
The legal analysis said, Ricada Law watches those trials. You can watch with them, and they go, they have other lawyers, and they give analysis throughout the trial. And according to their analysis, she was charged with one thing, but the prosecutor argued something else, but conflated the two. And so the verdict that they came back with as far as guilty goes, he says, or they say it was incorrect because she had no intent. There was no malice. I guess you could say like an accident or a mistake. So it wasn't that she intended to do it. And that's what they had conflated the two charges of second degree manslaughter and first degree manslaughter. And so they're hoping that she'll appeal. Because whether you like her or not, as far as law is concerned, it reads a certain way, and there's case precedent to back that up. So he doesn't know what happened, but the judge that she had in that court case, boy, she was a real winner. I couldn't listen to her anymore. It's making she tough. Let's see how she is an Oriental. She talks very slow. We're going to give the jury the instructions now. And I thought, oh, my God.
Well,
small.
I think the whole thing I had with that whole thing was she wasn't like a rookie police officer.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she had years on the force. And the teaser is always on one side and the gun is always on the other. I mean, for me, I'm like, how do you mistakenly pull your gun while saying teaser? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then that's the part that I struggle with. It's kind of like, if she's a seasoned officer, she probably should be found guilty. You know?
Oh, that lady made a mistake, Jean.
I'm not saying she didn't make a mistake, but she's seasoned, and you've been trained on that, you know? And it's supposed to be like second nature.
Yeah, but they don't train it. They aren't trained with real life suspects.
True,
and,
but she was a court officer. She'd been on the force, 10 years?
And she was a training instructor, so you're right as far as if she has that much knowledge, how do you make a mistake like that? But it's not that nobody could.
That's
yeah,
like tying
your
shoe in the dark. You know how to tie your shoe in the dark. It's just second nature for you.
Yeah.
That's where I'm struggling with, you know, because that's where people saying that, oh, I can't believe she was found guilty. But it's just the initial first response where she's yelling teaser, but pulls her weapon or her gun shot.
I wouldn't have tased him myself. I would have let him drove one off like he eventually did.
Right. I agree.
Where it went wrong at is when the courts didn't lock him up for what the crimes he committed in the past.
Well, they don't show that he was struggling and that there was another officer that was pulled into the car, like hanging out of the car.
Right.
You know, there was a lot to the whole situation, granted. You know, and she should have just pulled her weapon, and, you know, just should have never yelled taser. And then I don't think she would even be in the court if she had not said taser, and pulled her gun.
But did he run into another car?
I'm sorry?
in his escaping, didn't he run into another car?
Yes, it was an elderly couple, and the elderly man ended up dying from complications from the accident.
The accident he caused?
Yeah.
Well, how we know he didn't, what's to say he didn't die from that accident?
He was bleeding out, that's what they said.
Yeah, but he still had an accident which had an impact enough to kill the people in the occupants in the other car. I'm sure he didn't have his seatbelt on.
Well, I believe he shot him before he crashed. Before the before he took off again. But she
would have never
believed that she should have received the punishment she received. But yes, definitely punished for making that mistake. But it'll be a mistake she probably won't ever make again.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is if she would have never said taser, I don't think she would have been facing the end of the court case that she's in.
Because
it's always
she would have meant to draw her gun, her firearm.
Yeah,
right.
It's always the police officer's fault. And sometimes it is their fault.
Yeah,
but where is the complying that that people supposed to comply and just refuse to be? And this guy had to know he had a warrant on him.
Well, it's not only that, though, David. There was another officer on the scene that they were struggling with who was half in and half out of the car. And then he took off with the car. You know, when he took off and the officer was still hanging from the car. So, I mean, in the whole scheme of things, if she would not have yelled Jesus, she was fully justified in pulling her weapon and shooting him. But her
they had him at the back of the car and attempted to handcuff him, if he had complied, he would have been living probably today. But worse than that, if the courts had rendered the type of sentence that he should have had after robbing, attempted to rob those women in an apartment by gunpoint, and he wasn't supposed to have any weapons, he would have been in jail.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here's another aspect of this that, for whatever reason, it seems like most of us just tend to
forget.
Hold
on a second, John, hold on a second. Who's got their TV on?
That's an echo.
No, it's
somebody may be listening to another feed, and it's being fed back through their microphone. So if you got a speaker or something that's going on outside of your microphone, you might want to mute your own mic until you're speaking and turn down your speaker.
There, it's gone.
But the other aspect that I think that we miss is there's millions of Americans over the last at least 60, 70 years that I've been aware of that understand that this system is so screwed up that they will never get even justice by going through the system. So they're not willing to be, you know, subjected to this nonsense anymore, because if they're, you know, the people in these positions of power, like it's supposed to be the legislators that make the rules and laws and processes and procedures, statutes, regulations, blah, 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 under the directive of we the people, because we're a self-governing free people. When they start enacting rules, laws, processes, and procedures and deny we the people our right to have our will mutually, reciprocally included in all of those things, they're committing extrinsic fraud to us. So for any police officer to be put in a situation to try to enforce a law that's not the rule of law, it's the rule of man masquerading under the color of law, is fraud. It's a deprivation of due process. It's fraudulent conveyance. It's fraudulent collusion or conversion. And the whole system is so screwed up, and nobody talks about the fact that any of these people in jail that are being held accountable to what somebody else says was a law, but they never were given their right of mutuality of agreement. Therefore, they're being, you know, violated with fraud on the inducement of what the reality of law is. Does that make sense? I'm not sure I explain it where everybody can understand. So therefore, he or whoever is being held accountable by these police officers,
they have the right to an affirmative defense of contributory negligence because of the whole system screwed up. You don't get taught the rule of law and how